Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're embarking on a really fascinating exploration into the Christian faith of the acclaimed actor Hugh Jackman. We're drawing from an insightful article in Christian Culture News, and our mission really is to uncover how his beliefs aren't just some background detail, but, well, a significant and active force, shaping everything from his upbringing, personal life, career choices, philanthropy, even how he handles challenges.
It's quite compelling, isn't it, how interwoven his faith seems to be with his, well, his whole identity. It seems to influence not just the big decisions, but the, you know, the guiding principles underneath.
Absolutely. Now, for many people, Hugh Jackman is, you know, instantly Wolverine, or maybe P.T. Barnum from The Greatest Showman.
Right. Iconic roles.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But let's just touch on the foundation. He was born in Sydney, 1968. He's become this truly global talent, actor, producer, singer. Incredible range. Even early on at Knox Grammar School, his passion for performing was apparently quite clear. Lots of drama, musical productions. Then he really buckled down at the Western Australian Academy of Performing Arts. That's a serious commitment to the craft.
And you can see how that training gave him such a versatile toolkit. He wasn't just, you know, typecast early on. It let him explore all these different characters later.
Yeah.
It speaks to real dedication right from the start.
Exactly. And the breakthrough, of course, was Wolverine in X-Men back in 2000. That just launched him.
Globally, yeah.
But what's interesting, even in that intense physical role, you always got glimpses of something deeper, didn't you? It wasn't just action. There was that inner struggle.
That turmoil.
Then you look at, like, The Greatest Showman, the sheer joy there, or the raw emotion in Les Misérables as Jean Valjean. And his stage work, too, commanding presence. He's earned respect across the board, really.
What you see is an artist who just commits fully, finds nuances, even in characters that might seem straightforward. And that level of dedication, as we'll probably see, kind of echoes the commitment he seems to have to his faith.
Okay, so to get into that, let's explore his religious upbringing. The article mentions he was born into a family grounded in Christian values there in Sydney. His father, Christopher Jackman, a factory manager, seems like a profoundly influential figure.
Yeah, the article really emphasizes that.
Deeply committed to his faith, instilled values like compassion, integrity, community service. It's those early influences that often stick, isn't it?
Precisely. When a parent actively lives their faith, it's not just talk, is it? It becomes a tangible example for the kids, a way of life.
And his mother, Grace Watson, a homemaker, was also key. Active in the church, creating this nurturing environment focused on faith and moral development. Regular church attendance was just part of their family life. Fostering community, teaching kindness, generosity, all those things.
That consistent immersion, being part of a faith community like that, it can be incredibly powerful. Gives you a framework, shared values, support.
Right. And it seems these early experiences gave him this really solid religious foundation, instilled responsibility, gratitude. He's even said, apparently, that those years still guide him. It wasn't just learned, it was lived. What stands out to you there?
Well, it's how it wasn't just the formal teaching, but the lived experience, the family, the community. That seems to be what made the lasting impact. Very practical application of faith from day one, almost.
So let's see how this faith then weaves into his personal life now. The article points to its influence on his relationships, his values, his marriage to Deborah Lee Furness, for instance.
Yeah, they've been together a long time.
And it's often described as being built on mutual respect, deep love values that clearly resonate with his Christian beliefs. He talks about honesty, support, trust in their bond. How does faith often, you know, underpin those relational values?
Well, if you think about it, many faith traditions really emphasize selfless love, forgiveness, commitment in relationships. These principles can offer a pretty strong ethical framework for navigating, well, the ups and downs of a long-term partnership.
Absolutely. And as a father, it seems his beliefs shape his parenting, too. He's committed to instilling things like kindness, empathy, integrity in his kids, encouraging them to get involved in community service. That theme of helping others keeps coming up. What does that suggest about the action part of his faith?
It raises that question, doesn't it? How faith shows up in practice. It's not just personal belief, but extending those values outwards, nurturing them in the next generation. The community service focus particularly suggests a belief in contributing to others' well-being.
We also see these more outward expressions, attending church services, his involvement in charity projects. The article links this to the Christian idea of stewardship.
Right, stewardship.
Using your resources, your platform to make a positive difference. Why is that concept so central, do you think?
What's interesting there is the idea that your talents, your resources, even your influence aren't just yours. They're entrusted to you. So that perspective naturally leads to a sense of responsibility to use those gifts in ways that benefit others and reflect your core beliefs.
Now, this is where it gets really compelling for many, how faith might inform his career, his actual choices. The article discusses Jean Valjean in Les Misérables.
Iconic role, powerful story.
That character's journey, redemption, moral transformation, it deeply resonates with Christian themes of forgiveness, grace. Is it possible actors are drawn to roles that echo their own beliefs?
It's certainly plausible. I mean, if an actor personally connects with the themes, the moral arc of a character, it can lead to a much richer, more authentic portrayal. Valjean's story is a potent example of change, the power of grace, concepts very strong in Christian thinking.
And even Wolverine, which seems, you know, miles away from a Valjean.
Yeah, very different.
The article suggests underlying currents of sacrifice, duty, that inner turmoil could reflect his personal values, the character's often reluctant heroism, his struggle with his own nature. There's a surprising depth there. Could even roles like that reflect a kind of moral compass?
What's interesting is how universal themes like sacrifice or the struggle between our sort of inner demons and better angels resonate across totally different stories. They can be interpreted through various faith lenses. Even in what seems like a secular story, an actor's values might just infuse the portrayal with unexpected layers.
And his involvement in something like The Greatest Showman, which really champions inclusion, acceptance, that's also seen as reflecting his desire to challenge stereotypes, promote understanding.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like his faith nudges him towards projects aligning with broader principles of human dignity, empathy.
It does suggest a deliberate choice, perhaps, using his platform to amplify messages that resonate with his values, extending his faith beyond just personal practice into his professional life, very visibly.
Okay, shifting focus slightly to his philanthropy. This is clearly a huge part of his life, and the article explicitly links it to his Christian beliefs, a desire to make a positive impact. Co-founding the Laughing Man Foundation is a big example.
Right, supporting underprivileged kids through education, entrepreneurship.
What's significant about that specific focus, education, and entrepreneurship?
Well, that focus suggests a desire for sustainable change, doesn't it? Empowering people to build better futures themselves, not just giving temporary aid. And that aligns with many faith-based ideas emphasizing human dignity, potential, self-sufficiency.
And his work with the Global Poverty Project, advocating for policy changes, raising awareness, that's tackling things on a bigger scale.
Mm-hmm. Systemic issues.
How does that kind of advocacy connect with core religious teachings?
It shows a broader understanding of compassion, I think.
Yeah.
Moving beyond just individual acts to engaging with issues of justice, advocating for those who are marginalized or in poverty. Many faiths call for action against systemic injustice.
And we also have his support for Project Futures, that Australian charity fighting human trafficking.
A horrific issue.
These sustained efforts really seem to embody those Christian principles of compassion, service, protecting the vulnerable. What does that level of consistent involvement suggest?
It speaks to a deeply held conviction, surely. It's more than just, you know, writing a check. It implies personal engagement, a sustained effort to make a real difference in people's lives.
Now, what about his own words? What has Hugh Jackman actually said about his faith publicly? The article pulls from interviews where he stated that being raised Christian fundamentally shaped him, gave him a framework for navigating life's challenges. That's a pretty direct acknowledgement.
It really underscores the power of that upbringing, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And how those early beliefs endure, providing guidance and perspective.
He's also emphasized principles like love and compassion in Christianity, stressing they're not just for Sundays, but for everyday life, everyday decisions.
Right.
And he's openly linked his belief in serving others to his humanitarian work. It all seems very consistent.
It's that integration, isn't it? Belief and action. His faith isn't just kept in a box. It seems to actively inform how he engages with the world, how he interacts with people.
It's also interesting to think how this faith might provide strength during tough times. The article mentions his father's death when he was quite young.
Mm-hmm, a significant loss.
And how Christian teachings about hope and forgiveness helped him cope. How can faith offer that kind of solace?
Well, in times of loss, faith can provide a framework for understanding grief, death itself. It can offer hope, meaning a connection to something bigger than just us. And teachings around forgiveness can be crucial in navigating those really complex emotions that come with loss.
And in the high-pressure world of being a top actor, all that turbulence, he's mentioned using prayer, meditation to stay grounded, find inner peace, like an anchor. How vital can a spiritual practice be in those demanding jobs?
Oh, absolutely crucial for many. In professions that take so much energy, so much focus, having that consistent spiritual practice can be key for maintaining perspective, managing stress, reconnecting with your core values. It's a space for reflection, renewal.
The article also suggests his faith fosters this kind of optimistic approach to challenges, fueling his advocacy. It's not just personal resilience, but this underlying hope that things can get better, which then inspires his desire to help others. What's the power in that link faith-hope-action?
That triad faith-hope-action can be incredibly potent. Faith often provides the bedrock of hope, and that hope then translates into proactive engagement, driving people to work for positive change to try and alleviate suffering.
Finally, let's just touch on the influence of other faith figures. The article obviously highlights his upbringing, his parents, especially his mother, instilling those early values. It often starts right there in the family, doesn't it?
Indeed. Those first role models within the family are usually the primary shapers of our initial understanding and relationship with spirituality.
It also mentions his admiration for colleagues like Denzel Washington, who are quite open about their faith. It's interesting how seeing others in similar high-profile roles live out their beliefs can be inspiring, maybe provide some solidarity.
Yeah, there can be a powerful sense of validation, encouragement, seeing people you respect navigate similar pressures while staying true to their values, especially in an industry where, you know, faith isn't always front and center in discussions.
And he apparently draws inspiration from various religious leaders, mentors who champion love, compassion, community service, reinforcing his own commitment to philanthropy. It suggests an ongoing search for wisdom, guidance.
It really indicates a continuous engagement with his faith, doesn't it? Seeking out resources, perspectives that deepen his understanding and strengthen his commitment to living by his beliefs.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Hugh Jackman's Christian faith, it seems abundantly clear it's way more than just a footnote in his biography. It feels like a dynamic, integral force shaping his values, his relationships, the stories he tells, and his quite impactful philanthropic work.
Absolutely. You consistently see these themes: compassion, integrity, service, resilience, woven through all these different parts of his life. It provides a really compelling picture of how deeply ingrained these beliefs seem to be.
So here's a final thought to leave you with. Hugh Jackman operates in this incredibly public, high-pressure world, yet seems to maintain this deeply personal and significant faith. What might that tell us about the possibility of integrating our core beliefs into even the most demanding professions? And maybe more personally, is there a particular aspect of his journey, that intersection of faith and life choices, that resonates most with your own understanding or experiences? Definitely something to reflect on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.